I'm just riding to be riding. And they won't move. They won't look to see what you're talking about or anything. Until sometimes I get down the river and get me a snake.
Do you really get one and put it in the boat?
Well, yeah, I reach out and get one every now and then, pick him up. I don't put him in the boat. I just hold him up, you know, because the fact that some people are really fierce. One lady squeezed me around the waist one day. She wouldn't turn loose till I got back to the dock. She was serious about that.
Try putting this on for a minute. See how it works.
We're trying to set the load. Use either clip, whichever is more comfortable. I was curious, the way you always, well, on the boat this morning, you talked about, you know, people who've taken the ride before, and kind of set them up with their fears and their anxieties about the boat trip to put people at ease on the, you know, and...
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of people that come here that's been here before, you know, and normally the ones that come, I know them, you know, more or less. But the people that just come here, they, you know, they don't... respond as fast, but if you get the other ones going, then you got the whole boatload going, you know. And if you notice the four that sit right up front, they were the four that had been here before, because they know what they was going to be looking for out on the river, you know.
They were taking pictures quick and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever make up things? I mean, you know, kind of...
Such as anything on the river?
Well, no, not just pointing out things on the river, but... stretch a story to make it.
No, you don't have to do too much of that out here, because most of the things that I tell people, like you know, go in the back jungle, tell them if we get in the bush, we can easily get a little snake in the boat, and you know, if we get a snake in the boat and get people in the water, well, that's actually happened. See. So I had a lady run right out in front of that boat and jump in the water, and I hollered, lady, alligator's in the water. She hopped right back up on me. Stuff like that actually happens out
there.
Like a fish jumping in people's lap and stuff like that, you know. It's a reality, especially early in the morning when the mullet are jumping. They jump right up in people's lap.
Oh, yeah, I know that happens. When I talked to Mr. Bowers when I first came out here, he said that sometimes, you know, he kids with people about losing tourists who get away, you know.
We always kid, especially during the summer, you know. You get a boatload, and we account them, and, you know, we tell them, you got 46, but we give you 44 just in case you lose two or something like that. You know? that starts them out pretty well, you know. And, you show people a snake in that dock there or something, and then you've got your little fun going. And what you do to make the trip is you pick out a lady that every time you see her say snake, she jumps. Then you ask somebody her name, you get a name. And then when you see a snake, you call her name, and she keep the whole boat going all the way around. You know, whether you see anything on the river or not, you know, that'll make the trip.
That's great.
That's neat. Do you find that there's much difference between Northerners and native Floridians on trip, or are you able to tell?
Well, not really. The only thing that they would say is, the Floridians, I've seen an old alligator, you know, that's the first thing to come out, then you know where they're from. Whether they're from Florida or Georgia, you know, that's the first thing. I've seen an old alligator, and, you know, most of the Northerners. First time I've seen a real alligator, they're real excited about it. They get up and run, look. You know, which alligator draw everybody's attention.
Sure.
Regardless of whether you see thousands. And every time you go out there, there's something different.
You know, I was, when I met you this morning, I was mentioning that this, some of the times, some of the rhymes and stuff are a little bit like you find in a toast. Have you ever known many people to tell toasts? You ever try that sort of telling yourself?
No, not me. I know some people that just can go on and on, but, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't really.
I just wondered, you know, if having any skill with that kind of talking helped with getting into this kind of job.
No, not really. I guess it just come natural, mm-hmm. you know. Luke, the one that taught me about the spring, mm-hmm. You know, like we all don't tell it the same way.
Yeah.
I take me and Hulk, we tell it the old original way.
Mm-hmm.
When we start out, we don't start out like these guys here.
Yeah.
See, it's completely different. Uh-huh. We tell it from the way that they used to tell it long years ago. That's the way we was taught, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, we tried to teach them, but they get confused, so.
Yeah.
We just let them tell it that way. People enjoy it regardless of which way you tell it.
Yeah.
Did Luke and them used to sing to the fish when they got around on the spring?
Mm-hmm. Well, Hulk chants going out, like sing a little bit. I do sometimes, but I found out that people understand me better if I just talk, mm-hmm. more or less. See, when people come see Luke and those, they know what it's all about because they've heard it and they sing it. Some people just enjoy you chanting it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you notice tomorrow, Hulk will sing it.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time. Mm-hmm. But really, if you listen to it, mm-hmm. it's all the same thing. So I just speak it so people can understand it.
Uh-huh. Huh. Well, now you've been doing it 7 years, you said?
Yeah, I work here on and off about 7 years.
Mm-hmm. What did you do before you came to work here?
Oh, I'm a used car salesman.
Uh-huh.
My dad.
Would you buy a used car from his name?
Yeah, I sell used cars. I used to sell oil, work for batteries, sell batteries, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I still get into it during the winter months because uh-huh. things slow up around here.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm sure.
You from right around here?
Mm-hmm. I live over about 4 miles.
Uh-huh. Grow up and born in Tallahassee? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I used to live in New York. I lived in New York for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got tired of the rat race.
Yeah, it must be. Every time I go near it, I get nervous.
Something else.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to, when you hit that city up there, it just changes your attitude,
yeah.
period. You have to change it. If you didn't, sure. you'd be lost. You know?
Well, it's exciting, and it's fun for a while, but I never can quite adjust to it.
But you picked a good time. This is the best time right around here, this time of the year. Uh-huh. This is the quietest part of the year. This is when everything's turning. Mm-hmm. See, it's really nice out here. Mm-hmm. During the summer months, you get in here, it's this time of day. Thousands of hundreds of swimmers out there.
Yeah.
Sometimes be millions of thousands of people out there on that beach screaming and hollering.
Hmm. Well, it just worked real well for the research we've got to do. The state fair is coming up in the middle of February, and we worked real hard on the one over in Pensacola. They're both going to be kind of small in comparison to the bigger event that it fits into. But, you know, once we got finished with Pensacola, I picked right up on this. And, you know, the program being kind of new, it's the first chance we've ever had to get into this part of Florida. A lot of people told us that we needed to do something and record what goes on here. Heard that from so many people, you know, we knew after about 2 or 3 times that we definitely had to deal with this right off.
Well, the Pensacola Press Club come over here every year.
Mm-hmm.
They do a big article. I got a lot of slides that they took of me out on the glass bottom, mm-hmm. on the water and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And they recorded us going out. One guy did, he sneaked it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering about something. Do you notice any difference between the way, say, the white boatmen do and the black boatmen do in terms of like what they like the most about the tours or what they like to get into the most?
Well, generally they don't like to do the glass bottom.
The white guys don't?
Mm-hmm. Not a whole lot. But a lot of people don't like for them. A lot of people that used to, older people that come here don't like, you know, they'd rather go with us because of the fact that we do that little chant.
And I know it's kind of famous.
Speak that hard English, you know.
Yeah. Well, Frog even said that he'd rather do the jungle, and I think, than the glass bottle.
But what he said was, he said it was too serious. He said he liked to do that one, the jungle one, because he got to tell jokes. And
It is. It's more out here you're telling the real thing, down the river where out there. I think out there I only crack like 4 or 5 jokes myself, you know. Like I tell them at 185 feet, I tell them, of course, they don't have to take my word for it. I got a little tape around here someplace. I'll hold this end, give you the other end. We'll go down and measure it. The only reason I don't take the other end is regulation says I can't leave the boat. Thank God for that regulation. So it's pretty.
Let me get out and get yours. It's pretty. Closest.
You want to hear back at what you sound like? You think you know your sound of your own voice pretty well?
It sounds a little.
It sounds funny.
When you listen to it,